Try to handle a little bit the sugyo. We are sugyo. A number of ours question of one of the sugyo. And then we'll try to get a little bit to the halach at the end. Tough enough. Let's make it a halach al-maita. Shteini Mishnah. Av Erev Psochim, or Av Yipsochim, Tamach HaMincho, Leichol Adem HaShetech Shach. Fractasis, what does it mean Leichol Adem HaShetech Shach? What are the choices? What could you eat? Can't have Chometz. Chometz is ready after. Mishar Vi. Masa, Shteini Mishalmi. Kol Ha'oichol Masa, Mera Pesach, Kimu Boyal HaRitosim, Beis Chomo. First shayel is, what type is dafka by Masa we say as Adin? That be Yishalmi. Kol Ha'oichol Masa, Mera Pesach, Kimu Boyal HaRitosim, so our Eichel Master, there are Pesach, he'll boil ourselves to be his Talmud. In fact, Maral already on Tesis, on the Musig, that when we say, Kol Yoshe B'Sukh Erev B'Sukhiz, he'll boil ourselves to be his Talmud. What's that? It's Dafka Master we say as that is. First hour, and for Tesis, what are we talking about? Mas Ashir, since you cannot be here to your Chiv of Masas Mitzvah, B'Lel HaSeder, but mainly there's no problem of Achilas Masa on Erev Pesach. What's with B'Tekes Shonachim? B'Tekes Shonachim also, you cannot be Yeti Yechiv on Leila Seder B'Tekes Shonachim, even though they were Nishmar from Chimut, nevertheless they're not Nechal Hashem Masa. You can't be Yeti Yechiv. You could be Yeti with them. You could also eat them on Erev Pesach, since you can't be Yeti Yechiv. At night you could eat them on Erev Pesach. Zavta Ma'a Shabbat Asteis. This place is Zavta Ma'a Shir, because Tegel Shanachim has Tamasa. It's also for you to eat on Erev Pesach. The Shaila is, what's Shaila in the next day? The next day it brings down. The Loch is, that once it hits Leil HaSeder, you might have B'Tegel Shanachim. Mamali Adam Kresim, you could have 15 B'Tegel Shanachim at night. And we Yoytu with Yochiyah Masa Ba'Achrinu. The Shaila with an Erev Achrinu is Dafto. Pashas the Nashbama that stands over there, Bachrin is Dachum, that means you're having B'Tekel Shanachim, 15 Matzahs of B'Tekel Shanachim, and afterwards you're having your Matzah Shemitzvah. Well, here you have the same problem over here, that according to the Barashos, Havan and Tesis, that since it has Tam Matzah, it's Usr before you have the Matzah Shemitzvah, what's that is by night, it's Mutter to have it before you have the Matzah Shemitzvah. You should have the same concern of Kola Oichol Matzah Be'er Pesach, Ki'u Be'er Oichol Matzah Be'er Pesach. Shteinu Gemara. Ma'ir Yaviv. So, afil Yaviv Shabbos Yom Tovim Nami. The Sanya Lo Yoichol Adam Yaviv Shabbos Es Yom Tovim Min Amin Chol Amayla. What's up is Dafka on Erev Pesach we have a Zadin of Lo Yoichol Matzah, which Tzai Rashi said that Rashbam say Lo Yoichol is Kedi Yish She Yoichol Matzah Shal Mitzvah Lati Yoven Mishum Hidra Mitzvah. So also Shver. What's up is that Shteinu Gemara and Dafka Zayin of the Beis Lahedya that the Tam of the Isser Matzah is because Shal Yovei Lo Yichol Matzah Achila Dafka Mishum Matzah Duma Otsu Lemichle Lematzah Achila Dafka. What's that is that the Rashbam says over here, Rashi and Rashbam both go over here, not like the Pashas of the Gemara, not like the Ran and Rabbeinu David say that the Chashash is out Achila Dafka, and they say over here that the Chashash is out Shal Yovei Lo Yichol Lematzah Mitzvah B'teyovah Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. The Shirich Matzah Shemitzvah B'teyovah Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Chor Shteinu Gemara that the Tam is out Achila Gafra. Shteinu Gemara Me'ir Rav Yitzchakim Achila Rav Shabbos Yom Tevi Nami Tisani Leich Adam Rav Shabbos Yom Tevi Men Minuch Lamayla Kedei Shikarnis Shabbos Kishu Tevi. The Gemara can hear on his third Which the Chor means that you should eat it with the oven, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, what's that? Is that Shabbos is any different? Why Taka doesn't hold like Lashon HaRashbam, Kedishi Kiddush with Tudu Shabbos Kavala? If he's Kershish for Hidr Mitzvah, what's that? Is on Shabbos is any different? Agav Vemayim and Buzgur, what the Rashbam says, Kedishi Kiddush, Kavala, the Chor is Tamua. Where do we ever see that there's a din of that Kiddush should be Kavala? Reb Chaim asked on Tesis. Tesis over here wants to say, he says, Le'ifchus lo'im e'arba Tesis. Tesis Medayik, he says, Mashmai le'aloshim k'tav, she'im eisen labonu v'nei b'yitzoy. V'hum ma'i t'yaskulam v'shaloyim. V'svaru d'mayishna arba Tesis mekiddush. Tesis says, the din of arba Tesis can zayin just the Baal HaBayis as arba Tesis. And he's mighty everybody else with arba Tesis. Zokter is mustavar hazayim. Why? Because ma'ishna mekiddush. Same way the Be'kiddush, the Baal HaBayis is mighty everybody else, so do arba Tesis. But Reb Chaim, ain't any need in him the right? Well, no shechet. The whole din of Kiddush, the essence of the din is just to be Mekadosh the Shabbos B'dibur. Chazal was saying, I was going to say all Ayayin. It should be all Ayayin. But not that the essence is a mitzvah in the Shtiyah Ayayin. Mashiach in Dalat Kaisis, the mitzvah is the Shtiyah Dalat Kaisis. It's no different than Matzah, Mar, Shtiyah Dalat Kaisis. The mitzvah is not just a Amiru. They were Kaveya that he should say it with each Kaisis should be with an Amiru. One should be with Berzah Mosem, one should be with Halal, one should be with Kiddush. But the essence of the mitzvah is the Shtiyah Dalat Kaisis. So what's up is what's the dim in the Kiddush? Of course by Dalat Kaisis it can't be that just the Baal HaBayis has. Everybody the same way that just the Baal HaBayis, it can't be that just the Baal HaBayis is going to have Matzah. So it can't be that you just going to have Dalat Kaisis. Dalat Kaisis is the Shtiyah. But the Chaim Vayis says without Kaisis that he takes a hold of Elechanami. But the Dalat Kaisis is the Zevi Kiddush. In the same way that the Kiddush, the Iker Mitzvah is just the Amira, so too by Dalat Kaisis, the Iker Mitzvah is just the Amira. It's the Kiddush, it's the Halal, it's the Birch Namazim. But it's not the Shtiyah. But the Kuli Amar by Kiddush, everybody agrees that it's just the Dibur which is the Mitzvah. It's not the Shtiyah. Everybody, what's the meaning? Kiddush Kiddush Chavav Allah. It's better than there's no Mitzvah. You could drink, you can remind somebody else, even if you're not going to be, you can remind somebody else Kiddush. It's the Dibur, it's not the Amir. It's the Amir, it's not the Shtiyah Bechol. Sorry, Bir. But if we see, Zot the Gemara, we hold the Dasar Beisim, that on Erev Pesach he's Moida, Mishum Chiyuv the Matzah, which Pashas Lafi the Rashba means, like he says in the Mishnah, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. What's that with an Arab Shabbos that he holds Taka not that way? Nach HaKasho, if you look at the Rashbam, it doesn't say Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, Mishum Chiyuv the Matzah, Shloi Tei Nechela Sala Seiva, Chiyuv the Matzah Lada, Rishoy Nechoy Vida Siv Erev Tefa Matzah. The Gantz Rashbam, it's Toshim Mitzvah Sala Seiva. First of all, Shloi Tei Nechela Sala Seiva, Nechoy Vida Siv Erev Tefa Matzah. The Mishnah said that the reason is, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. He says Shloi Nechela Sala Seiva. Second of all, what does it mean Shloi Tei Nechela Sala Seiva? Fakir, the mitzvah is that it should be Nechela Sala Seiva. I think the Rashmo, I saw, it applies by Tarachim. If you look at the Rashbam later on, Kofi Tassim Abay, he says that we have two Kizis Mamasa that we eat on our favor. One is the first one that we make Al-Achilas Maso, and one is the last one that we have, Afikirimim, which is Zecher for the Maso, which was eaten with the Karm Pesach, Allah Seva. He says, which one is the Ikr Chiv? He says, the last one is the Ikr Chiv. Even though Behef, we have to make Al-Achilas Maso on the first one, but the Ikr Chiv is the last one. Kumta is that the Ikr Chiv, the Yertir Chiv is the last Kizayat that you're having, which is Lahedya to be Nechal Allah Seva, Zechat and Amasa, which is eaten out with the Karm Mesa. So what is he saying? Shloki Nechal Allah Seva. Fakir, the mitzvah is Shetay Nechal Allah Seva. And right there, what's he adding on? If you were the Masa Lala Rishon Chayvid, if they've Erev Tefa Masa. What's that? What's he being waited? And the last kasha, just to be Masber, is that if Taka Rabisi is Maskim at the end of the day, that Mishum Chiyuv the Masa on Erev Tefa, because we're Choshish, Shtei Ne'echelas HaTeyovin, or Achil HaGasa, whoever you're going to learn, Mark HaDisley, he's Maskim on Erev Pesach, there's a Chash, that you shouldn't come Le'echol HaMaslet Achil HaGasa. Eva Zeh, what's Epet? And that's why Ein Maskim on Erev Pesach. So Eva Zeh, what's Epet that he holds Im Hitzchil, it's Hitzchil Behether, he's Chelik on Im Yehuda, and he holds Maskim, Ein Maskim. Kol Kama that you're Maskim, Vigbasi is Maskim to the Yisrael on Erev Pesach, and you have to be Choshish, Me'ezah Tam Shiyah, you have to be Choshish, so then if in his bill, the Chayyub should say Masikim, then you shouldn't come to Achil Agasso. That's when Rabbeinu David asked the Tasho, and he says, it's not true, Vibalti is in the middle of the Suda, but after B.A.C., since he's in the middle of the Suda, we're not going to tell him to stop. Because as long as if he's staying in Tasis before, and the other Rishayim, as long as he's sitting by the table and he's in the middle of the Suda, there's not a problem Achil Agasso. You watch yourself. Or since Rav Chul B'Sim HaShmiach, once you finish your Suda, that's it. Your digestion system starts working, closes up, and you're not hungry anymore. I mean, in the middle of the Suda, therefore there's not a problem with the Gassel.
Why is that
Kasha
explaining that any more than if they start before
Teshoy,
they need to hold it?
If you be'etzem hold, that's going by closing Teshoy. That which he says in Mastikin is going Pashas that you start
about Teshoy. Only Mastikin. Tell me, Why
is it only after Tashrei? You should have the same as after Tashrei. Kenzan and Chazal were in Chayshish. Once you started so early, it's like anything. You started so early, relay, you go past that time. But once it gets to the time that you have the Zman Chiyuv, in a Chalami, Betim, you could. It's Shver L'Chayr. Once you have the Zman Chiyuv, you should have to stop. Zichu should have to stop. Let's do Bein Adov. You don't have to stop because since you're in the middle of the Suda, there's not a problem with Chiyuv Gassel. I would say Fakir, if he stops, he's going to cause himself problems because then the digestion system finishes and he's going to have to. And he's going to have a problem with Chil HaGasa. He was there, it's not a shver, what's all to Behudim? Behudim that's Cheshish for a Chil HaGasa or a Tiyovim. So how could he hold that you bench in the middle? How could he hold that Mastikim on Erev Pesach? Mechor, you're going to cause yourself problems. We're saying the fear of Behudim that holds that there is a Cheshish for a Chil HaGasa. When it comes to Erev Pesach, nevertheless he says, Ein Mastikim, because if you're going to stop, you're going to have a problem with Chil HaGasa, therefore just keep on going, eat your Suda. You're not going to have a problem with Chil HaGasa as long as you're in the middle of the same Suda. How could you hold Mafsikin? If you hold Mafsikin, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to have there's going to be a concern that you're going to have Nechol Achil HaGasa. Sorry. Come take a number of hours the Bira Sugya. The Chor of Asmedav Zorgim with Asr Rashbam, the Rashbam that says, Rashi and Rashbam, the Mishnah that says that Sheyei Chomata Shomitza Vasiyov Mishum Hidr Mitzvah I stayed in Gemara because I'm the being that it's also Achil HaGasa. Before you have to say, like the Mordechai says, when he quotes that Gemara, the Mordechai says, reason is, some of the Mincha, the time of the Tarash for Gemara, Kadesh Yerichu Matu Atiyovin. He quotes the Gemara from Zayin of the Bees, and he says, Kadesh Yerichu Matu Atiyovin. Now I knew, there's two types of Achil HaGasa. As if you stayed in Tesis and Kozan with me, there's two types of Achil HaGasa. There's one type of Achil HaGasa that you can't eat anymore. Nechal falls slowly and you can't eat anymore. That's an Achil HaGasa that we see by Chumo. Somebody that eats is considered a mazik, it's not considered Achil HaGasa. Then there's another type of Achil HaGasa. There's another type of Achil HaGasa that you ate already and better you're satisfied, but you could still eat more. There's still room for more. It's not Nafshe Kata Barichon. That's an Achil HaGasa that is Shalil HaTiyovi. Shalil HaTiyovi. Remember, that's how the Rishbam understood. When he says Achil HaGasa, it doesn't mean that it's mamash Achil HaGasa that you're not eating Yerchiv. It means that Achil HaGasa, that's the son of Hidr Mitzvah. What's fair? The shverkut is that if you look at the Rashbam of Zayin and Beis, it says Mefurish, that Achil HaGasa, when he nami the Mishum Pesach, affect the Rashbam, what's that we say is the chashash over here, is Shulayirichu Masa Lesiyo Achil HaGasa. We should say, Shulayirichu Karban Pesach Achil HaGasa. Zok der Rashbam, and he named him Mishum Pesach Achik Lamechash Lachil HaGasa. The Af Agav Zunech Lala Seiva, Achil HaGasa Mi Ein Achil. And because she mounted with the Chashmin Levi Yavam. He says, it's not Achil HaGasa over here. You write there's a din of Nech Lala Seiva by Korban Pesach. But that's not Achil HaGasa Mashtein Gemara. Achil HaGasa Mashtein Gemara means the Seiva Shkin Achil HaGasa. It's not Achil at all. And he was there. Why don't we question also for Korban Pesach? Come to you. The Rashbam, at Ogat Ha'eshtu, when he says Achil HaGasa, it doesn't mean Achil HaGasa of Shalil HaTiyovin. Achil HaGasa means that it's not Mishnah Achil HaGasa, Lo Yishmei Achil, Lo Shem Rabbeinu David, like a great sister, he's a Shkin Achil HaBachal, and he has a Din Mazik, it would be Bashumo. L'chor Yom B'Dat HaRashbam, you can't say this Pshat, you can't say this like the Tesis, you can't say this Tesis, the Rashba says it, Mefurish over there, the Mordechai over here, quotes that Gemara, L'chor Yom HaRashbam, it's not going to work. Kinnir, if you look at the Rashash, she was a Shtuk Obale by this Rashash by us, he tries to be mad, he can say that there's a difference between the carbon pesach, the kilogas of carbon pesach, and the kilogas of mat. I ain't sure. The Chor of us, Medav Zog, Yeh Zogin, Zev Ishtinich Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer wants to tell him, Medav Zog, Rashi and Rashbam, that that which they said, Shirich Omasa Shal Mitzvah Tiyov Mishmei the Mitzvah, that was all going in the Havimino. That's going in the beer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when he says, the Gemara Feshteid, Lechatchil, the Mishnah, when it asks, my ear, Yavi Pesach, my filo, Yavi Shabbos, Yomotay, Vinami, Al Korchus, the Gemara understood that the Kach is Zachlo for Yehudim. For Yehudim, there's nothing Shver. Rabbi Yehudim, Taka doesn't happen there, Erev Shabbos. Elamai, the Gemara, it's Pashtanin, that the Mishnah, when it says, Lo Yechal, it's going to leave it to Yehudim. The Melo, but the Rashi, the Rashbam, the Mishnah, when it says, Lo Yechal, Yavi Pesach, the Tamar, Milcha, Lo Yechal, Ad Machet, Hefsha, it means Al Korchus for the Tamar of Yehudim. The Tamar of Yehudim is, שיריך ומאת שמתל תיובן משום הידר מצווה מי מפק לגמור מי אבי פסוק מפילה ושבוס ביום מתבינמי זאת רשבם why also of הידר מצווה שיהיה קידוש ותודה שבת כל ולא. And when the Gemara answers that really the mission is going to leave it to Rabbi Yossi, then talk we have to be then the Lachor of the Pshat is different. It can't be Al Tidur Mitzvah. If the reason is Al Tidur Mitzvah, what happens to Rabbi Yossi holds on Erev Shabbos that we're talking about Cheshish Prayer? He's Cheshish Prayer the Mitzvah. If Tzad Rabbi Yossi is Cheshish Prayer the Mitzvah, what's the difference between Tzad and Shabbos? Elo Mayim Daf and Zogin, and he's talking about Cheshish Prayer the Mitzvah. And the whole Chash is Achshash of Achil Agatha. Not Al Tidur Mitzvah. Like a shape, and that's the Gemara later on, because Zayin Rabbi. It's going to leave it the Hilchot that we pass on to Rabbi Yossi. That's Achil Agatha. But really, that's the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbos, like Rabbi Yossi says, even in the Rishon, we find there's a difference. You're not a chayish for Achil Agatha, because worse comes to worse. If you don't eat the suh that night, you always eat it the next day. We're not chayish for Achil Agatha. So it'll be Achil Agatha. If you're such a master that's Achil Agatha, you'll push off the Achil until tomorrow. You leave it tomorrow. You won't eat it tonight. Mashiach Yom HaTetzach, you don't have such a tzah before. By Pesach, the chiv is to do that night. You can't push it off to the next day. Mamilo, we're choishes for Achil Agatha. That's Shana Rashba. Mishim chiyuv ad amatno. There's a chiyuv ad amatno lalu v'shein ha-choyvo. This is the Erev Teichu Matnes. Yitaka doesn't say Al-Tidu Mitzvah. We're going to be easy. The Chashash Yitaka not Al-Tidu Mitzvah. You're not going to find the Rashba afterwards that handles Al-Tidu Mitzvah b'chol. Dafka in the Havamim in the Gemara before Tzor of Zivir B'Yehuda, then it's Al-Tidu Mitzvah. As soon as we go to the Rav Yossi, we're Matarit, which is the Rashba, v'chiyuv ad amatno lalu v'shein ha-choyvo. This is the Erev Teichu Matnes. What's the Tzoros is going like this Rishonim, like the Achronim HaMazda. And over here, the Chashash is also Achil Agatha. Why are Choshish by Achil Agatha dafka by Pesach and not by Shabbos? Because by Erev Pesach you don't have a chance to push it off till the next day. Erev Shabbos you always push off until the next day. Erev Pesach, Chiyuv and the Matzah, Le'el Rishon HaChoyver, this is by Erev HaMazda. You can't push it off the next day. The Me'el Mechoshish is Achil Agatha. L'chayla, al derech zeh, you're going to have to say in the Ran also. The Ran, interestingly enough, he also says in the Mishnah, Achil Agatha, L'chashash is off Achil Agatha, L'yech l'adam, k'lem l'yech 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 Dr. Ran, today she had kiddush with the Shabbos cover below. What happened to Achil Agatha? So either you have to say that when he said when going to Mishnah, when the Mishnah is going halot, the Matkanas of Gemara, at Achil Agatha, and the Gemara is going in the Havamim of Shri Rishi of the Hidden Mitzvah, or you have to say that Taka is going, they just click. In the Mishnah, he says, Le'ech Lodom, the Chashash is not Achil Agatha. Because there's no way to push it off the next day. Mamela, we're going to choshish that if even if it's going to be a matzah of Achil Agatha, you're going to eat it because you can't push it off the next day. Mashenki, my Shabbos, we're not choshish for Achil Agatha. You could always push it off the next day. The whole Shabbos is only that it shouldn't be lit'ei oven. If it's not going to be lit'ei oven, really says this shikin is the Shabbos chavurah. Eivazei, kum tarif lemaisa. The machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach is what's the chash. Le'yeruch l'adam Erev Pesach tzamach l'mincha le'yeruch l'adam not shetef shach. Come to this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. What are we chayshish for? What's the reason why? Is it as a chashash of tiyoven? The yishiyurcho sheikonas haShabbos to be taiva, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara in Shoshanim, that it's a din in taiva. It says mafurish by Shabbos. We quote Shabbos to Pesach. Pashas the reason is the yishiyurcho haShabbos to be taiva, chashash of tiyoven. We're not chayshish of the chilagasa. Mashiach, in real, that's why he's chayshish taiva Shabbos, taiva Pesach. Mashiach came to Yehuda holds that the whole Shasha is the din of Chilagasa. It's only din of Chilagasa, but maybe only Chayish Batesa, but not Chayish Bashabbos. He was there, if you first say, what's the Hemshach of the Gemara? Is that your papa? No, can't be talking that the Gemara is going, Afil Ladas of Yehuda. Even though Yehuda says, on Arab Shabbos, that it's also Lechol, that's Zafkim in a Mincha Lamayim. On Erev Pesach, he's Moises, and he says, another half an hour, it's Mitesh Asheri, Tzomach HaMincha Tzomach. Chayish Tzakasha, as if he's Shlomach. What does this half an hour add? If Rabbi Yossi, if Benegeya to the din of Taiva, it's enough. We see on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's enough to stop Mina Mincha Lamayla, Nishikonis, the Shabbos, Kshuvah Taiva. So what's the extra half an hour on Erev Pesach? What does that do? We already know that from Mincha Lamayla, it's enough to stop you, we should be with Taiva. So why are you going to add on another half an hour on Erev Pesach? After Taiva, it's enough from Mincha Lamayla. What's the extra half an hour going to do? But if you understand that the whole time of Rabbi Yehuda is also the Izaf Petaiva, it's not Achil Agatha. So even then, the Gemara had a Havamina that we should add on another half an hour on Erev Pesach as the Chashash of Achil Agatha. It's not just that Shlo Yerechom Petaiva. On Pesach, that we have this Chashash, you can't push off the Matzah to the next day. If Hinzad, we should add on the whole pause another half an hour. That you shouldn't come back to Lachil Gassu. You shouldn't start at Suda. You're going to come to a prop massive that your Suda is going to be in Lachil Gassu. Ayn Shabbat Hashleim al Derev. Dr. Rabbi Yudhoshi tells you that holds that the whole Shashan is out of the oven. On Erev Pesach, Kinzan out of Lachil Gassu. And for the Gemara, no. We see that Taka by Erev Shabbat also he holds some of the Mincha and Tassa. The Mela, Sai Erev Shabbat, Sai Erev Pesach. They're both also out of the Mincha. A passion for the same reason. Now it's Lachil Gassu, rather out. If you call it the Shabbat, it's Shubba Sayyidu. Out of the oven. Sometimes if you're Yehuda, the Shash is out of the oven. And if you're Yehuda, the Shash is out, then you shouldn't come into Achil Agatha. Eba Zeh Lachar, but that's the Rashbam. We're going to have to say like the other Rishenim, like we just said before in the Bina Dovin. If the Yehuda you hold that the Shash on Erev Pesach is that you shouldn't come to eat the Masa Achil Agatha, what's that is the Taka that you hold that if you started in Masikin, why don't we finish for Achil Agatha? You have to say like Rabbeinu Dovin says. This is the difference when you finish your Suda earlier or if you're in the middle of the Suda. In the middle of the Suda, like Taisa says, in the middle of the Suda, the Melo, the digestive system is still working, still cranking, there's no Chashash of Achil Agatha. Hashem, once you stop, then you have Chashash of Achil Agatha. The Melo is about to be Yudah, don't stop, you want to have Chashash of Achil Agatha. And when they can then, that's Shannon, the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, V'shuchiyuvah d'matzah, shloitin echalat v'lasteirah. What Seva is the Rashbam talking about? Once we know that the Rashbam is masking to the other Rishonim, sometimes he's masking, like we're saying, that there's a chiluk between whether or not you stop beforehand, or you stop, or in the middle of the Suda. In the middle of the Suda, there's no chash v'chil agasa. If you have a Suda and you stop beforehand, there is a chash v'chil agasa. But the Rashbam, you can't have a Suda from Teshoi on Erev, in a minute of Amayla, on Erev Pesach. The Dr. Basie, Shaloitin Echaz Alaseva, because we're going to have a Suda, and you're going to stop your Suda, sometimes that your master is going to be Echaz Alaseva. Ah, yes, you must have been a chalas alaseva. There's a difference between the alaseva when you're in the middle of a sudo and alaseva when you're after the sudo. When you're alaseva in the middle of a sudo, there's no chash v'achil agasa anymore. You're in the middle of a sudo. So Mela, even though the matzah that we're yeter achir for is the last matzah, and you already ate the first kezayis, and he had his whole sudo, and now he's having the last matzah, it should be nechal alaseva, nechal karm betta. That is nechal alaseva. It's always betaiva. There's never chash v'achil agasa. Because that alaseva is always teich the suda. The alaseva is not a chashash v'chil agasa. There's no problem v'chil agasa. It's mamash alaseva that you have in the tzeilin. Mashenkin, if you're going to have your suda mitesh shoyis on the maila and you're not going to continue all the way, you're going to eat your suda for an hour before and some days that you finish your suda, and your matzah is going to be nechal alaseva, is going to be nechal al kol seva. The lashon of tesis is the difference. The boi ta suda other nizav ein echol kol seva. Kadesh echol matzah tzeilin. Boi game ein other nizav echol kol seva. There's a difference between. When you're in the middle of a Suda, a person doesn't eat kol seva. So it's nechal ala seva, but it's not kol seva. Mashenkin, when the Rashbam over here is handling when you're eating a Suda beforehand. When you eat a Suda beforehand and you're not going to continue a Suda, then you have a problem that it's like nechal ala seva. So it can be eaten ala seva, means kol seva. It's not going to be achil agasa. Next time you could have laid the fetus chat that if you eat going achil agasa, you could really lay Rashi a little bit differently. You have to lay it all together with the Dibur Maslow. Because the chiyuv of the matzah, which is not going to be eaten al seva, rather it's going to be eaten achil agasa. In other words, it should be eaten al seva. Which isn't going to be end up eaten al seva, rather it's going to be eaten achil agasa, which is a problem. And therefore, and chiyuv of the matzah l'arishino is chiyuv. Pashas says it's a doichik, and Pashas says the Rashbam means shloitei nechal al seva means. You shouldn't come to eat al seva, dainu not al seva of teicha suda. Al seva teicha suda is like another problem. It's al seva which is not which is shleva teicha suda. That's when you have a problem. We have experience still. What's out to Rabbi Yehuda? We said if Taka Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason why an Erev Pesach or Choshish for Achil Agasa, nevertheless he holds in not seeking it because when you move the suda, don't stop because once you stop, you're in trouble. So he was saying, what's out of Yehuda? How come Yehuda wants to stop? If you're going to stop, you're going to get into trouble. So you could like, say that just making Kiddush, benching and making Kiddush, is not considered a hefty. Maybe if you look at the Master of the Shekhar himself right now, he wants to be mad with that in the Magen Avraham, just to bench is not considered a hefty. Maybe it's not a considered a chilagasa. Some say for Zichra didn't learn that way, he says that if you're going to bench, and then you're Messiah Das from the Suda. Once you're Messiah Das from the Suda, that's it. There's a Chash V'Chil Gaso. Your digestion system finishes. Once you're Messiah Das from the Suda, your digestion system finishes. Your closes. And you have a chash of a chiladafa. However, if we first say that Taka, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that the chash of a Pesach is out of a chiladafa. The whole chash is a chash of a chiladafa. Come think that there's two deeds. Like the Rosh says, Rabbi Yechiel says on Erev Pesach, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to be matzo, Zichri holds that you don't have to be matzo on Erev Shabbat. Back to Rosh, what do you mean? Two different deeds. On Erev Shabbat, that which you know how to start, that's the din of the Teovin. On Shabbat, that's the Zaytik Adin, that's the din of Kavod Shabbat. And even if you hold that there's no Chash of the Teovin on Erev Shabbat, him Zayn, Rabbi Yehuda would hold it. There's a Chash of, out of Kavod Shabbat, you have to stop. Once you hit Shabbat, Lachur, that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's where Yehuda holds Taka. He holds that even if you're, if he's choshish for the din of Taiva, but once you come to Shabbat, there's a Zaytik Adin, there's another Chash of Kavod Shabbat. The Mela, even if Me'ezatam Shiyeh, you have on Erev Shabbos, you were allowed to eat because you started the Heter. Nevertheless, once it comes to Shabbos, after dinner of Titi, you don't have to eat the Shabbos, you have to stop. Dainut. If your Chash was a Chash of Achila Gaso, like Rabbi Yosi, so can Zayn to stop the Sudo and be Choshish, and we have to be Choshish that your next Achila is going to be Achila Gaso, and the Chanami, Mitaka wouldn't stop. We balance Rabbi Yosi, review the holds that the whole Chash is only a din of the Teovin. Tell it's not going to have a chash of Achila Gaso. It's a din of Hidavitsa. It's Mamash Nadu. Can't find that why the Rajbam brought in Kiddush before he had Kiddush. There's no din of Chumilat HaMitzvah by Kiddush. Can't find that's what the Rajbam is telling. Over here, the Hidavitsa is not Mamash a real chash. They can be Mivach LaMitzvah. It's a Hidavitsa. It should be Kiddush, Shehei, Mitzvah, Chaviv, is all of. That even though the Iker Mitzvah by Kiddush, it's not going to not that you should drink the wine. It's that you should stay. But there is a Mitzvah to drink the wine. You, it was said to drink the wine, you're supposed to drink the wine, the chiv is also, but Mela, it should be chavif to you, this is the Shabbos to be chavif to you. If the whole chash is only chash of hidr mitzvah, that's a mahadran in the mitzvah. Eva Zayn, once you have a problem of kavod Shabbos, comes to kavod Shabbos, even though if you're going to stop your sudo, there's going to be a chasarn of hidr mitzvah, and you're not going to eat your sudo with the oven, nevertheless, you hate the tasty sudo to be yikud the Shabbos, it's better to stop your sudo, as kavod Shabbos. If it's a chash of achila gaso, the kenzan achila gaso, you're not going to be yitzi your chiv bechlal, zakter b'yitzi, and echrami, you shouldn't stop your sudo. Don't stop your sudo. But if the whole chash is, the whole chash of achila gaso, zakos very b'yitzi. I'll leave it to Yehuda, that's not going to be a chash of achila gaso. The whole chash is only a chash of the teyoven. If the whole chash is only a chash of the teyoven, if the whole chash is only a chash of the teyoven, then, in echrami, if they better as they stay in the Chassam Sefer, as Tisi Sudasa the Shabbos, Tisi Sudasa because the Shabbos, it's better to stop your Sudo and be choishish that your Sudo is not going to be with the oven than to be pogay in the Kavod Shabbos. Pasha says that the Mashmoy is a thesis. In Tzorach Lachtik. Mother Lachtik. Mashmoy, you could if you want. Abel Zeh, come and Zogum, and that's Rabbein Yechiel. What's Pshana Rabbein Yechiel? In fact, the Rosh, but that's Rabbein Yechiel. Rabbein Yechiel brings the Raya, he says, if Rabbein Yechiel holds that you're allowed to be Maskel on Erev Shabbat, then Zichri holds in Masikin. You wouldn't have to tell me. In fact, the Rosh, look, it's two different things. Once the din of the on Erev Shabbos, the din of Lo Yoichal is a din of Taiva. On that, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold his chash of Taiva. Mashenkin on Shabbos, once you hit the Shabbos, that's the din of Kavod Shabbos. Can Zayin Rabbi Yitzchak hold? After the din of Kavod Shabbos, you have to stop. Rabbi Yechiel understood that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is the din of Achila Gaso. Rabbi Yitzchak is only chashish for Achila Gaso. By him, there's no din of the Teyovin. Like we see by Pesach on Erev Pesach, there's a chash of Achila Gaso. Nevertheless, he says on Erev Shabbos, we're not chayish v'achil agasso. Why not? You can start a sudo 15 minutes before shkiyo, and it's not a problem v'achil agasso. It's not chayish. Why is he talking about chayish v'achil agasso? Because he holds you can push off the sudo the next day. Like we said before, there's no chayish v'achil agasso, so you can push off the sudo the next day. Even the mitzvara kol kama that we see, the beauty is not chayish. The teaching to does the beauty of Shabbos, that the chiyuv of the kavod of Shabbos to stop your sudo and have a sudo kavod Shabbos. How do I know? You can push off my suit the next day. L'chatchila, I could shaf a matzv, then I'm going to have to push off my suit the next day. I could start my suit 50 minutes before shkir, then I'm going to have a suit, and I'm not going to stop by shkir. I'm going to mutter l'hatzl 50 minutes before shkir. My achila is going to be achila gasa, and I'm going to have to push it off to the next day. Doesn't make a difference. As the Kavod Shabbos, I'm in this. It doesn't make a difference to me. I can push it off. Ebozei, we see that he's not chayshish for Kavod Shabbos. As the Suda Shabbos, he's not chayshish for the Kavod Shabbos. He's not chayshish for Kavod Shabbos. Ebozei. Afilu, if we know that he's allowed to be masculine, it's different. You're not thinking. What was the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah was that it's a Zed Gedin. It's a Din of Kavod Shabbos. That's only if you understand that the Din of Erev Shabbos is a Din of Taiva, Teovan, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and the din on Shabbos is the din of Kavod Shabbos. If you hold the din on Erev Shabbos, it's the din of Achila Gassah. And the reason is not Choshish for Achila Gassah, only on Erev Pesach is Choshish for Achila Gassah, because you can't push it off the next day. On Erev Shabbos is not Choshish for Achila Gassah, because you could push it off the next day. Vice versa, he's not Choshish for the Svara of Tasty Sudos of Yukkah Shabbos. That your Sudos should have to be, as soon as Shabbos comes in, you should have a Sudo, Tasty Sudos of Yukkah Shabbos after your Makadosh Shabbos. You can push it off the next day. We're not chayshish for the Kavod Shabbos. We're not chayshish for the Kavod Shabbos. It's a free all thing. I'm speaking.
Even though
Erev
Shabbos wouldn't pass the
Torah,
I'm speaking.
It doesn't pass the Torah. What?
On Erev Shabbos, it's not going to be a Torah.
Would be no
difference.
Between
the
Erev Shabbos. I am. It's the Fidus Yishayim. Last Nakuda. What's Shana Rabbi Yehuda? If Taka were saying like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not Choshish for Achila Gassah, even on Erev Pesach, the whole Shach, you have to Taka first day, why not? Most of us said he's not Choshish for Achila Gassah when it comes to Pesach. It's only, the whole Shach is out to the oven. But if Taka Rabbi Yehuda holds it, the whole Shach is only to the oven, so what's this Naya Din that we find in Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't eat Masa Kol Arichu Masa Erev Pesach, Kilo Boil, and Sosa Beis Kamo? Pashas, the reason is, like Miri says in Gimel of Zayin, other Rishon to say that it's south l'tiyovin. They should eat the matzah l'tiyovin. They should eat the matzah l'tiyovin. So what happens? Why is there a zayt gedin that when you get the matzah that today kiyechel they should eat the matzah l'tiyovin? You shouldn't have matzah erev Pesach already from either chatzos or from the entire day. The whole din of Rabbi Yehuda erev Pesach they shouldn't eat mincha l'mayla. They should eat matzah l'tiyovin. It's a din of matzah l'tiyovin. What's happened is that when it comes to matzah, we add on a din, a naya din of the teyoven, when you get the matzah. It's good to say, there's two different din. There's a din, kol yizdeh gedin, and if you can eat anything, no matter what you eat, after mincha, on Erev Pesach, therefore you're not going to eat the matzah with teyoven, because you're full, then there's a zayt. If you have the same type of food you can have at night, that's not going to be the teyoven, even if you start earlier. Even if you have it early in the morning, it's not going to be the teyoven. Medoichik. But Efshar Kevin Zogin, that the Maril says, the Kavan Asala brings it down earlier, Maril, other Rishonim bring down, Swatan Aloha, that's it. The reason why, what's the demon of Kola Oichel Masa Bar Pesach, Gila Baril, Sosa Beis Kamal? That's Maril. The same way that Kala Blay Bracha Zasur, I know that she has Sheva Brachas, and only afterwards is she Mutar, so too the Masa, only after that Sheva Brachas is Mutar. Sheva Brachas, you have Kiddush, Rape Yad Lafin, you have Asher Ga'olonu, you have another Brei Pragofen, you have Nitzilat Yadayim, you have Moiti Maso, and a Moiti Lechem and Aretz. Seven Brofen. Shallow, why we don't count the Karpas, the Rishonim are busy. Some people say, Taka, you have nine Mitzvahs, and you count the two, the Brachas Al Eirisin, when you get to the Kalah. Lashkin, that's how the Brei Rishonim go, you have seven Mitzvahs. The same way that there's seven Mitzvahs here, seven Mitzvahs there, it's also. Very nice, beautiful. So if we have seven Mitzvahs, seven Brachas also by Sukkot, then also we're talking about the Sukkot. Once we find that it has seven brachas, therefore it's Sukkot. If it has seven brachas by, but somebody could find that the seven brachas before you shuffle the rules on Sukkot also. Later the Sukkot at night, and you have Amaiti, and you have three brachas of beer on the ball, then you have one of the brachas. Seven brachas. What's the Shechet? What's happening? If you have seven brachas, therefore it's Sukkot. So if you look at Ramesha wants to dance. He dances. What's the Isser? There's a ganze tshuva on the Indian of Isser Achilas Matzah and Erev Pesach. He says you could touch up the Isser of Aruso, the Isser of Aruso in two different ways. What's the Isser of Aruso? Is the Isser of Aruso that she's a Zeviya Pnuyah? Since she didn't have an Isser yet, she's a Zeviya Pnuyah, a Pnuyah Zasur. Or is it that the Esim she's like an Isser? However, since she didn't have an Isser yet, after the Isser, the Bia is going to be a Bia's Mitzvah. Somebody that chaps toys the Bia beforehand, that's you're taking a bia which could be a mitzvah and now using it as rishus. And the chlamish is a zivi in the tour. But don't go ahead and chaper hano's rishus when la'achas man is going to be a mitzvah. Really, it's the same thing by master. The master la'achas man is going to be a achilas master shal mitzvah. Don't go ahead and chaper hano beforehand when it's only rishus. The meila pashas that only passes when it's dafka something, we say something which is hanah saguf. Hanah saguf, we're telling you, don't chapois that hanah that you could get. You're eating hanah, the guf is getting hanah. Don't chapois that hanah in an oifen of rishus when that hanah should be mekudish and it should be an oifen of chayvum. The main one, dafka when again, ta'achilas hanah saguf. If we say, mesasik barayas, mesasik bachalom barayas, chayev shekinene. What's chalom barayas any different? Because the chalom barayas is the itar achila, the itar biyo. There's hanah saguf. Masnishay said that was misasik. The ma'aseh saguf was nana. The same thing over here. We have two mitzvahs that it's the ma'aseh biyah by Arusa, and it's the achilas matzah by Erev Pesach, that hanah saguf. We have dafk in azad tir, we have the chshash. Don't chapois that hanah saguf before the zman chiv, and nutrate as we should. We have not going to pass by saguf. It's not going to pass by shakur gulu. It's dafk by these two. What's that?
What?
Till you get there, you're not from. Your last one is going to be. I mean, if you can run, that's bakal. That's savita. You're always going to have that thing. If you hold that achila gas is not an achila bakal, then you can eat it even stuff yourself with carrots, then eat achila gas afterward. The Memo, that's Shad Maru. There's the whole Mahalach, the seven brachas means that to master it after and to shaffen into mitzvah, you need seven brachas. There's brachas first, then shaffen into mitzvah. Mashiach can be for it. So there is. If you look at the Ramah, they done when you get the more another thing. It's a minik shel toyis, even though mar also, but there's no din to have mar with the oven, there's no din to be nene from the mar. It's a zecher, it's a kapas is only after din tibo, it's not b'etzem after anah saguf. It's after din tibo. Kenzan, the whole din of achila. If you don't know like the grain, Kenzan, there's no achila b'etzem, because you're supposed to have less than a kezayim on Belayla. Kum toyis. Something, Mamela, the din is, you shouldn't have, don't have a chilas matzah that you could be yaitzi your chiyav at night with, because you're nussing right to, you're chapping right to hanoch, that you could be getting a mitzvah with, and you're using it as rishon. The same thing the Torah would apply, also b'tekesh hanochem, like the Marashal says. Even though you can't be yaitzi your chiyav at night, nevertheless, it's the time that you have is the time that you could be getting a mitzvah for. This time alone you could be getting as a mitzvah. Don't use this time. I can't be yaitzi with this matzah alone. This matzah I can't be yaitzi with. Matzah doesn't make a difference. The time itself I could be yaitzi. Like we're saying, it's a din of anah saguf. Don't be nene from this time before shas to you. Before you can be getting a mitzvah.
So like when I hire another woman, like she's cutting tennis, she's in a very position to deal with her because he's
going
to have to deal with
him
later. If
someone
has another wife.
I'm saying, that's also be a mitzvah. But the whole chash over here, the way we're setting it, it's not just the reason. It's not so much a din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the anos haguf that you're getting. So anos haguf. That's why it's different than all other mitzvahs. It's a din in the anos haguf. So then even the tam master should be and don't get the machlokes. That's what machlokes. The meiri and the teizah meiri and teizah. They hold this. It's not the same thing. You're not chapping it. Mashenkin, he says no. It's as David the Rambam would tell you, "Menuvah Rishus Atir." You're chapping this, that Hanoh that you could be getting as a Shaskiv, and you're getting it as a Rishus. Even then, you could say that that's Pshat. Kum Tayyip, the din of. Oh, well. Kum Tayyip, that's Pshat Lacher in Rabbi Yehuda. The din of Rabbi Yehuda of. You shouldn't eat matan erev Pesach. It's not a din of the teyoven so much. The din that you shouldn't eat mina bin chlamayla. That's not a din of the teyoven. You should eat matan mitzvah of the teyoven. But you can look what time now. If you're waiting to eat matan with maril, the din that you're not going to have matan erev Pesach. That's a din that you shouldn't chafoyt the hanah before. It's not a din that you should share matan mitzvah of the teyoven. The din, don't take something which is kaddish, which you could be getting a mitzvah for, and use it as rishon, and chaperoyt as rishon. And you could say that when it comes to B'tekir Shonachim at night, we asked originally, B'tekir Shonachim at night. How can you B'tekir Shonachim? Mechor you're chasing with, kol la'oichol ma'atzah ver Pesach, kol la'oichol ma'atzah ver Pesach, you should have the same chash. B'tekir Shonachim has tam ma'atzah, Mashal says tam ma'atzah is the same chash. How are you allowed to have B'tekir Shonachim before you get to your chiyuv? The Torah says, once you get to the Zman of the Chiyuv, Chazal already were Matzah. The whole Chashas is only when it's before him. You had a Matzah when you're in a Zman. When the Zman is a Matzah of Rishut, don't have a Chilah, which is a Chilah's Rishut, where later on you can have a Chilah's Chayim. Once you're in the Matzah of Chayim, Chazal already were Matzah. You could have now the Matzah of Chayim. I should be Matzah, meaning you shouldn't have the Matzah that you could be having Rishut. At this time, I could have the Chayim. Well, I'm not copying it anymore. Lamaisa, I'm going to have it at the end of the day. Lamaisa. If you first stated the whole din that you're not supposed to have matzah on Erev Pesach is a din that you should eat the matzah of mitzvah shel teyovim in a chanam of Kaddish Merit. But thinking over here, we're not saying this min is day you should have matzah of mitzvah shel teyovim. The din is a zaskid din. Don't, at his man rishut, when you could wait till later and have it as a choyv, don't chap a race in his man which is a rishut. Once you get to the Zman of the Choyv, Chazal won't happen anymore. They were Mafiyah. You're not the Zman of the Choyv. There's no Israel anymore. What are you going to do now? You want to know? You know, Rishon Tzitzayu, you shouldn't do this because Chaf and Yonash, should we have something else? Okay, that's your own personal idiosyncrasies, whether you might decide you should do that or not. But firstly, the Din of Chazal, you're in a massive of Choyv. You're in a massive of Choyv, Chazal won't raise it. Before him, it's the only solution. It's not a massive of Choyv. When you're in a matzah of Rishut, you can't have it because this is a Rishut. And you have... At Tam HaMatzah, you're Yechol. At Tam Shal HaMatzah, you're Yechol. Don't mention it, at Tam... It's not that Likud. Since this Tam could have you could have with this Tam a fear. Right, have a mitzvah. That's not what Chazal wanted to say. You could be mekayim with this tam a mitzvah. Don't use this tam to mekayim your mitzvah. Don't have it when it's a rishut. When you could wait till later on and have it. But it's a Zman of Choyv. Once you come to the Zman of Choyv, Chazal won't mark it anymore. If you're going to have it as a Rishon, it's a Din of the Zman. When you have it, it's a Rishon, wait till then, you can have it as a Choyv. You can have it as a Choyv now. Do you want to know how you can have it as a Choyv? So you have to wait. You're going to have it as a Choyv. After this is Chayim, the Rambam also. The Rambam says that the Isra of Achila and Erev Pesach involve you base. How much mass involve you base? It says, Kedishi Hekel Achilas of Erev. The Shabur brings it down. Kedishi Hekel Achilas of Erev. The whole din is a din in Heker. Don't have an Erev Pesach because it should be a Heker at night. That the matzah is a matzah mitzvah. Then you shouldn't sit in the sukkah in Erev Pesach. You shouldn't shut the wool. An Erev sukkah. You shouldn't shut the wool. All the din. It should be a Heker. We have a mitzvah later on. And also, it's Mefurish Gemara. It's not the way. The Gemara says, by B'tekesh Onachim, they're allowed to have them on Erev Pesach. Matzah mitzvah achrinu. Where's the Heker? You're having 10 matzahs that all look the same. Folks, I know that one was Rechaim Shalyan, one was Rechaim Shalmachayna, one was B'tekesh Onachim, one was Sakinah. Where's the Heker though? Where's the Heker in the Achim? But if you understand that the din of Kedeshi Heker L'Achilasa doesn't mean so much that it should be Nikrit or somebody else. It means Kedeshi Heker L'Achilasa that the Achila should be an Achila which is a mitzvah. Shouldn't have an Achila? It's not it shouldn't be the Heker Achilasa means that the Achila should be in an Eifen which is a mitzvah. It shouldn't be in an Eifen which is a Rishut. Are there tying that for Rashbam? That's places. Ebazay, then in the Harami. Kedeshi Heker L'Achilasa L'Erev would only pass by Negev to Erev Pesach wouldn't pass any other mitzvah. Just one or two halachas in Tafayin Aleph, and again, halacha Maisa. Tafayin Aleph, Erev Pesach, Acher Shah Asiris, also Lechel Pass. The Sif Aleph. The Falaf of Beis brings down Allah Lamaisa, also the Mechel Pashmi Shalasis Lamayo, Tishayachel Machel Teyovin. Aval Oichel Machel Teyroki, Aval Oichel Machel Teyovin. Pashmi's the din is, like Mishabura says, what are we handling? Also the Mechel Pashmi Shalasis. What Pash? Zach Machashir. Now we see down the Mother Pashmi's in Tafim Dalas, of Tamach Beis, both places he says the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is Tachin not to have Machashir in our face, because we're Choshish, and if you're going to be an Arab, either one of two things, either that in the mit of the parents, even in the May parents, is some water, which is machmit, or even May parents alay to be machmit. Not only that, the machmit is quicker than water enzyme. We don't have matashir on Pesach, but at the same time we don't have matashir on Pesach. Every day thicker din is not nagiyah. What could you have? It's something that the etzem should be mutter for you to have in our Pesach, that we're telling you that you shouldn't have. Because matza you can't have anyhow, chometz you can't have anyhow, matashir also, you can't have already done. Well, minitagimo, which is taka mutter. Lahab is minitagimo. Chor lahab is minitagimo with taka biyaster, you're going to stop yourself. And also, yain matza yish mishum the mitzvah, the chor is nagiyah also. Yain matza, which Mishnah Berurah says is a very limited amount of yayin ma'at, less than a revius, he says, or a revius, is not considered ma'at. And more than shnei revius in is considered already harmi. So it's a few ounces, between 3 and 6 ounces, 4 and 8 ounces, depends on what you go to. That amount, you can't have. Anything less than that, anything more than that, the chor you do glad to have. But again, it's a grape juice. Lachar is really hard this last month. Tell me how you understand. So if the you wanted to say pasha, he brings down that grape juice should be the same thing as wine. Lachar is telling how you understand what the din of the mile of yain is and the mile of and grape juice works and grape juice doesn't work. The fact is maybe it's dafka that if it's missing sod, it could be because of the alcohol content. That's why it's sod. Mashen can miss out on the sack and not sod, and the sack wouldn't be a problem in every pesach. Lachar would be telling that. Also, Lamaisa, even if you the tzad that you're gonna after, it's only gonna be that amount after more than one revius and less than two revius. In Sivkam Yubayz, Mr. Brewing down when's the Isra Achilus Masa? He says Mi'amud HaShachar. Hainu Mi'amud HaShachar. Hainu, there's no Isra at night to eat Masa. Very Gaya on Erev Pesach Kali Yisra Shabbos. We're not gonna get so much into that. Those halachos because the whole seminar Erev Pesach Kali Yisra Shabbos stuff from Dalit. On Erev Pesach Kali Yisra Shabbos, can you have Friday night Lecha Mishnah with Matzah? According to Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem at all. For those that don't have the minhag not to have Matzah already from Mishchedush or from Yikudadino, you'll be allowed to have Matzah. Look at Rav Moshe in that Shuvah, he's Matzadish Tar. There is Makkah to be Choshish for the Magan Avram, that time is, Magan Avram in the Simen, it's all fine now. Choshish to say that it should be also even at night. Alach L'maisa, what to do? Usually preface at the beginning of the Zman that there's always generally most halachas that we have there's some machlekes of how we paskin at the end of the day there's shitas one way lakan lakan amilo everybody has to paskin how what the Rav tells them. Usually I try to at the end of the day have one shita I usually have to be able to work with lamaisa of how he's machria lamaisa you can take it or leave it just you should have one bring down the southern and one mahalach at the end of the day. I asked him about the time that it's not a problem. Taka to you don't have to be for the punish. Make it as you know we taka hold that it's tafka miyamud shachar. It's not a problem to have matzah that night. Even Rishon Zalman and Rishon Shlomo brought them. He says that even the feed them ones that are machmer at night, matzah mivushelis at night wouldn't be a problem. Everybody would hold that you would be able to be yitz with matzah mivushelis. You can see in the halacha on Siv Gimel in a second. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "V'kol tzvah achrenu the matzah nefucha like fula afshem achmir balachash v'techomis." He can walk a matzah lachol memu neshach ve'elam. The same matzah make a din. Make a din. It's fulas and nefuchas. We only choshes that it's chomis. The meila since make a din you can't have it's not chomis. Every now and have an erev pesach. The chori have the same shas. When you get it to the matzahs, matzahs Yehuda that you buy during the year, they plaster on all the different sides. That it's chomis. Now it tastes no different than regular matzah. And he's telling me that it's chometz. The chori should be able to have it on Erev Pesach. Even if you hold this as Mu'nu Shachar, you should be able to have this matzah on Erev Pesach. Rebbe Professor Frank in Mikroi Kodesh, he dams on the Shaila. Simon Chofeng, he'll be Simon Chofeng. And he wants to tell me that the Tzaka, no difference really in the taste. And those that I know that, the same time as the Mishnah Berurah time is, that matzah nefucha kfulo, it's only chashash that it's chometz. Same thing over here. When you have the matzahs that they plaster chometz on the side of the back, it's only because they're not masked to watch it that it shouldn't become common. And if something fell in, and who knows what, on the side, they won't clean the machines the entire day. I mean, ikadadina, from the time that the water hits the flour, so the time it's out of the oven, is only a few minutes. No different than on Erev Pesach. If you hold the Tikkun Shanachim, that's also. But if you hold the Tikkun Shanachim, what? Ah, so what's the Tikkun Shanachim? That's a big shayla of what... Okay, one second, we'll look at that in a second. So you have the same shayla on A lot of people want to find it. That's like this Mishnah Berurah. That you wouldn't be able to eat this matzah because only chashash that it's chametz. Be'etem, it's not kenzayin. It's not chametz. It's not chametz. Kenzayin, you could. It really could be a tiyachima of Pesach. It's not chametz. The mela would be often erev Pesach also. Now, what is the tikkun shanochem, which comes up very again? This is a big shaila that they have in hospitals, in old age homes, in hotels specifically, where there's a lot of people. And they can't erev Pesach chal yesh b'shabbos. What are they supposed to do? They have to give tzedus. They have to give fast. And they can't give matzah. You know, I have matzah. And if you can give bread to thousands of people with kids running all over and people that can't aren't careful, then who knows what's going to happen? The whole hotel is going to go up and it's going to be full of chametz. What are you supposed to do? They came up with an eitzah. You bake matzah shelo l'shem mitzvah. Mamash lehedi shelo l'shem mitzvah. You have the guy grinding shelo l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Does that work? Can you be yet if you can't be yet if you have a knife? So him that's the Yuri and the Sezer Yuri. They say that in the Hanami, you take a Shanachim, you're allowed to have. Heard the same thing over here? Mashain can, according to Marshall and Tesis, then you wouldn't be able to have the Tikkun Shanachim. Lalach Lamaisa, they bring down from Goliashev, they attack a Bishas of Chak with Matar before the Shah of Achilles Isser. That is Machoik, is when there's Achilles Isser Matar and Erephetas. Is it from Amud HaShachar? Or is it from Dafka from Isser Chometz, which is from Chatoik, or the way that Chazal and Akbit, from Dalat Shari, Tei Shari. So Betziruf, the fact that it was going to be a major Shatat Chak, together with the fact that before, that they were going to have Matar, they weren't going to do this. And there was going to be, and before the Shita, one Shita is a Rishonim that holds that Achilas Matar only from Chatoik, you really want to be Mekel. Rishon Zalman, Lehedia says, you cannot be Mekel. Not here. He says that army bases, even though on the army base, if they don't let them do this, they're going to have matzah shel mitzvah. And the initial, he says, matzah shtei. Doesn't make a difference. You can't make your cheshbonis and chapeis. You're going to make a trick. You go ahead, and people shouldn't have their matzah. And he says, b'chlal, who says that matzah l'shem mitzvah has to be that it's as long as you're shemer from chimut, kenzan that's enough. Kenzan, it doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah matzah. You have the. As long as you're shemir from chimas, that's considered shmur matzah, and you can be yetzir chiv. So it's not a zikr, they have to be shemir the matzah from chimas. So mamela, kenzayin, you could meikir the dina be yetzir chiv with this matzah. Shmir Shkabas Kuchata handles this a little bit in Perek Nunvav, and he's handling Erev Shkabas Kuchata, what he's supposed to do. And he wants to tell kenzayin, there's a difference when it's stam, and it's a difference when it's lehed yishalei l'shem mitzvah. So kenzayin, that's always the shadow. When you do something lehed l'shem mitzvah, Kenzan, that's mafkiya from the mitzvah, even if you hold this as a mitzvah, when it's lehegish, mitzvah bro, it's close to pure halacha, when it's lehegish, shalei the mitzvah, Kenzan, that it's worth. Megareh. I mean, over here, Kenzan, if you do the shalei the mitzvah, lehegish, megareh. Most paiskim, rei paiskim, hold that you should not be able to do this, of the tikkun shanochem, on Erev Pesach, you have the same, you have the chashash of, you have the, like the marashot of the basis, of tamato, that's how the minig is. Not to do it. L'chora, if you medayak in the Mishnah Berurah wasn't choshish for this. The Mishnah Berurah says by matzah nefucha that the whole problem is that we're only choshish that it's aser. According to the Magen Avraham, only choshish that it's aser. But maybe it's b'chol matzah mikra adim. Why do you think it's at the same time? Because it's nefucha, it's any different. The b'tikas are nothing. Mashma k'tas in the Mishnah Berurah that it wasn't choshish outside shash of b'tikas are nothing. Yesh la'ayin. The what's that? The Torah was Muslim, so he says, why do you have to say? That's the topic. And Sef Gimel, Sef Kon Chof, Mishnah Berurah is handling, taking matzah and crushing it up, making it into a cake. He says that it's also to make it into a cake, crush it up and make it into a cake. To bake it. It says, if you're going to make it into Knedlach, so the taco will be mutter, the snake shall see it, the mevashlin. I think if you're going to bake it, that's a problem. Hashem Azalman was metzadin, Alech Hashem brings down also that Kenzayin, if you change it, if you mamish grind it up, if you take matzah meal, you grind it up and then it turns into flour, and then you mix it together with eggs and oil and sugar, and you mamish make it into a cake like that, Kenzayin, then Azeh Vayt Mishnah Berurah wasn't going to say that, the Ramah Mishnah Berurah wasn't going to say that's going to be awesome. So then as that's here, you're mafkiya and mamish that they're eating the namah. You turn it into a flour, you mix it together with other things. You mamash mafkida to read to the namo before, and they can say they get to the problem. And if bacon is up there, and then it wouldn't be a problem. He's mitzah that maybe could be mekel. Berkowitz in no way wanted to be mekel. After you bake it, Zichr is going to come into a cake, there's a dinner of sweet dynamics, there's a dinner of sweet. So other people didn't want to be mekel. For my sister, some mekel on Erev Pesach, they have your cookies and have your cake, even if it's made out of matzah meal, her fashions one should not have it. Kneidlach, one could have, because it's matzah meal. However, that's not the kneidlach that you ground it up and then you turn it into kneidlach and then you mavashal it. However, stam matzah meal v'shelet is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Tuf Mem Dalet, Sharatin, the Sefer Nalef, Oysalef, he wants to be mitzadeh that the minig is, as the Rebbe said also, he brings out from the Magen Avraham that the minig is, noyegin not to have matzah mevushalas in Erev Pesach. Ayin Magen Avraham shekotev zei noyegin to have matzah mevushalas, time to take the entire matzah and be mevashal it in a pot of water, then be able to eat it. Not mafkir the shem matzah like that. On that, Rebbe Shemazah wanted a tainer, but at night, even the people that asked her, you would be able to have matzah mevushalas at night. During the day, the meaning is not to have matzah b'mishalot, because I work with it also, but the meaning is not to have matzah b'mishalot. And the chora, may I have also matzah b'ayin, you'd have the same problem. Chora matzah b'ayin, zechor ef tigin has a din of afiyam. The Ramah says that, how do we know, what's the din of tigin when you fry something? Does it have a din of afiyam, or does it have a din of bishul? Says the Ramah, kufsam aches, says it depends. If there's only a little bit of oil that it shouldn't burn, then it has a din of afiyam. If there's a lot of oil, you deep fry it, then it's a din of bishul. Pashas matzah b'ayin generally is not deep fried, it's just a little bit that it shouldn't. Pashas would have a din of afiyam, and it would be also on, even if you ground it up and you made it like kneidlach, and then you wanted to fry it, for pashas would have a din of afiyam. Only shalit, and it would be also on Erev Pesach also. Meaning there's not much to eat on Erev Pesach, except for meat and potato. And you can't eat too much of that either, because al tisina. Interesting enough, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tzadi Aleph, if Kohen Chofemi is talking about what to do on Erev Pesach Aliyas B'Shabbat, and he mentions that you could have matzah, you should have matzah katusha al yidei tigun, you could be yotzei chiyuv of shalosh shudos with that. He's lying, why should be able to be yotzei chiyuv? You have to know what the Matthias is, what he's talking about. If he's talking whether it's deep fried or against the mishul. So the chur, if it's just a feel, if it's just a little bit that shouldn't burn, the chur should have a din of a feel, and we also an Erev Pesach. Shkech.